Some businesses are doing better than they were before September 11th. A few have found a surge of demand for products that address bioterrorist fears. Officials warn those companies need to be careful in helping consumers without hyping their products. From Michigan Radio, Tracy Sammelton reports.
Koi Laboratories, a small family-owned business in Grass Lake, Michigan, is branching out these days. Suddenly, there's a huge demand for one of its products, a plexiglass glove box for handling mail. Marketing director Brian Koi demonstrates.
They put in their mail inside the glove box, latch it up. It's airtight at this point in time. Then they would just simply go through the gloves.
The company has been in business for 30 years, making anaerobic glove boxes for microbiologists, but Koi Labs has a completely new kind of customer after September 11th, Fortune 500 companies.
It was the weekend after the Senator Daschle letter, and that Monday morning, we didn't receive a call until like 1 in the afternoon, so you could tell it was like everyone had their meeting. And then at 1 o'clock, we had 10 phone calls within an hour, hour and a half. The phone has not stopped ringing.
The phone has also been ringing at a company called Executive Chute in Three Rivers, Michigan. The company makes parachutes designed specifically for high-rise office buildings to be used by residents above the 10th floor. If you can't get out of the building any other way, Executive Chute officials say the parachute gives you one last chance. Unlike other parachutes that fall at an incline, this one drops straight down and at a slower speed. CEO John Rivers says he expected to be criticized for marketing this item.
I looked really long and hard at bringing this product out. I had two choices. I could do something or do nothing. And I would feel like a coward if I did nothing. You know, one of the things we don't want is we don't want people to be so panicked that they decide they no longer want to work or live in a high-rise building.
Other companies making specialty safety items have seen a similar surge in demand. At a Maryland company that makes steel-reinforced concrete barriers to protect public buildings, sales have tripled. Military Outdoor, a Texas company that sells military surplus, supplied 250 gas masks to stores last year. Since September 11th, they've sold 39,000. While they're clearly giving customers what they want, some companies have crossed the line. The Federal Trade Commission this week warned 40 websites to stop selling unproven anthrax cures. Last week, the Securities and Exchange Commission ordered three companies to stop making false claims about biochemical technologies. But the fact is, there seems to be a demand for these products, whether they work or not. Business has been almost too good at Hubbard's Military Supply Store in Flint, Michigan. The store ran out of its supply of gas masks days after September 11th. A second shipment sold out in just 2 hours. Hubbard's clerk Joe Root says some customers were breaking down in tears when they couldn't find a mask to buy.
It's really hard to say what's going through these people's minds. I mean, of course they're afraid, and of course they don't want anything bad to happen, but trying to find comfort in a $15 gas mask is not the answer.
But since September 11th, some people have been seeking assurance and safety anywhere they can, and that's made hot sellers of products originally intended for other uses. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Sammelton in Ann Arbor, Michigan.